For those that aren't familiar with it, biggest benefit to the retailer of inventory financing, what would you identify that as?
It's that cash flow piece for sure, right? Most of our programs are subsidized by the manufacturers, and there's a reason they're doing that. They want the dealers to be healthy. They want to help them maximize cash flow. But the other component too is that it then helps them manage their inventory and stock the right products.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. You'd be hard-pressed to have a conversation about retail right now without, in some way, shape, or form, ending up talking about the economy and the current state of and all the other things that you hear from the pundits and prognosticators out there about what's to come over the ensuing months and years of economic activity. And none of us have a crystal ball. None of us are true fortune tellers or people from the future that truly, that are visiting and truly know what's going to happen with the economy. And despite that, there's still work to be done and business to be had as an independent retailer. And thankfully, we've got some great partners available to us, across this channel that are doing the thing to make sure that, our retailers have the tools that they need and the cash, more importantly, necessary to be able to go after the initiatives or, those upgrades that you're looking to take advantage of or have been wanting to do. And one way to go about that and one specific avenue, we talk about the business and financial services available to independent retailers through Nationwide Marketing Group. One of those avenues is inventory financing. And while we were at Primetime, we had a bunch of our partners there and, had the opportunity to sit down with Wells Fargo and specifically Valicia Sutton, managing director and general manager over there at Wells Fargo, to talk about just that, to talk about inventory financing and the benefits of, this type of program that, has some myths that need to be busted that we dive into, as well as, a look at the benefits of leveraging this type of tool as an independent retailer. Some that, might make sense on the surface if you're familiar with inventory financing, and others that Valicia dives into that really don't get enough credit or talked about enough about how they can, impact your business and make it easier to operate an independent retail store. So that's exactly what we do. Took that time, sat down with Valicia, and got a podcast out of it. So let's dive into it. This is Valicia Sutton of Wells Fargo here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast and excited to be sitting down with Valicia Sutton, Managing Director and General Manager for Wells Fargo. Appreciate you taking the time being over here. I got that right?
Everything good? All right, perfect. That was perfect. I know it's a mouthful. No, thank you for having me. Looking forward to it. This is
absolutely
fun.
Well, appreciate, like I said, appreciate you doing it. We're going to jump right in.
Sure.
Start with you. Tell us about you. Tell us about Valicia, who you are, your background, and path to your role at Wells Fargo.
I've been in financial services for about 20 years, originally from Washington, D.C. area. I've worked in various aspects of financial services, from investment management to a brief stint in retail financing to inventory financing.
That's awesome.
Which I've spent the majority of my time now in inventory financing. And I realized that I needed purpose and what I do. So even though this is a job and a career, it helps me to have purpose underlying that. And I really found purpose in the independent dealer channel.
No, that's awesome. Awesome to hear that. And I got to ask a follow-up because you mentioned the district.
Yes.
What part of it?
Maryland.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm on the Maryland side. I'm about halfway between Annapolis and Washington, D.C.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So that'd be like the 3 o'clock on the Beltway, right? Is that?
You know it very well.
I do. So I spent a little time in like Springfield, Alexandria. So
yes.
For a few years after college. So I know that DMV very well.
Yes, exactly. And the traffic, which is horrendous.
I think that's why I'm back in Philly now.
Yes,
so I'm going to be honest.
No, that's awesome.
Well, yeah. So I got to ask. I know I've seen a lot of your team around talking to members, having sessions. We're going to jump right into the deep end, the economy.
Yes.
Give us that update. What are you guys seeing? What are you tracking? How's it looking?
So interesting because I've heard different terms used at this point, from cautiously optimistic to guarded optimism. So I think we're saying on our side, storm clouds with some brightening coming, right? There's so many different ways that it's been described. at this point. So obviously there's reason to have some uncertainty right now. But at the same time, there are bright spots, right? Consumer spending, the labor market.
Yep.
Those things continue to be really resilient and give us optimism as well as we turn the corner.
Yeah.
We're all wondering, what is the Fed going to do?
Right.
When are they going to lower rates? Which Wells Fargo is predicting that it should be sometime in Q2.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think when that happens, we'll start to see a lot of improvement.
Yeah. Everyone's been waiting for it, right?
Exactly.
There's been a lot of talk about it, but once it actually happens, I think that's, you know,
right.
Things start to turn.
Right. And I think the consumers, right, there'll be a little less uncertainty. They'll have a little bit more comfort as well.
Yeah.
But we also are saying, right, if you look at households, they're relatively healthy still.
Yeah.
So Wells Fargo is seeing that, you know, if you look at this time versus 2008, debt is up, up about 36%, but income is up 85%.
Oh, wow.
So if you look at that,
exactly.
The households are not that levered.
Right.
There's some concern with rising credit card delinquencies and some loans and delinquencies there.
Right.
But overall, the households are still relatively strong.
Right.
So,
well, that's the thing. It's always been, you know, felt like a lot of waiting, right, for something to
happen. Wait and see, yeah.
But, like, the data points have, and the consumer, frankly, has just, like, continued to surprise people.
Right.
It's kicking that can further down the road, hopefully off a ledge at some point.
Right,
exactly.
I think we're all ready to turn the corner, right?
Exactly.
And not continue to wait.
Right.
Yep.
So, given all that, I know I'm excited to dive into this now with you and learn a little bit more about it. The inventory financing side.
Yes.
Given all you just told us about the economy and what you're seeing, what role can inventory financing play for an independent retailer?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Yeah. I think it's more critical than ever. Right, a little different when there wasn't as much product availability. Mm-hmm. Product was flying off the shelf as soon as you can get it. But now that things have slowed some and consumers are more purchasing for replacement, it's so critical that dealers lean into terms. Take the time, right, so that ideally still your turn is matching the terms that we're given. But that becomes so much more important in terms of managing cash flow, optimizing cash flow, and making sure that the dealer remains healthy during this time too.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What would you call, for those that aren't familiar with it, I hope everyone is, first of all.
Yes.
If they're not, they can come talk to you.
Right.
Biggest benefit to the retailer of inventory financing, what would you identify that as?
It's that cash flow piece for sure, right? Most of our programs are subsidized by the manufacturers, and there's a reason they're doing that.
Right.
They want the dealers to be healthy. They want to help them maximize cash flow. But the other component, too, is that it then helps them manage their inventory and stock the right products.
Yep.
So in this market, again, where consumers are coming in to replace something a lot of times that has broken, you need to have on hand what they need, what they want. The inventory financing can help you do that.
Right. So in other words, they don't have to have their finances, you know, locked up with this product that they're trying to pay for. So they can, you know, maybe use those dollars in marketing or on their website, other areas of business.
You can sit it in a bank account, right? You can invest it in other places.
No, that's
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
How about a benefit that's not talked about enough?
I would say the other thing that comes with working with us as well is, again, there really is this trifecta of the group and the manufacturers and us that are so invested in the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll partner a lot of times to talk about programming, to talk about show specials, to talk about things like that that can benefit the retailer.
Yeah.
So we're in this together.
Yeah.
And that's one of the parts I love and enjoy about doing it as well, is that we can come to the table together collectively and try to figure out solutions.
And I know we'll dive into that a little bit deeper in a minute, because I think that's critically under, maybe not utilized, because I'm sure they are, you know, talking with you, but like something that's not talked about enough.
No,
it's unique.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times they're like, this is my lender, and you maybe feel like you want your lender to know certain things, your manufacturer to know other things.
But really,
when we work together, it usually results in a great outcome for the retailers.
Any myths out there about inventory financing?
Interesting question. I would say yes, and this probably mirrors what our sister company on the retail finance side would say. I think there's a lot of retailers, and I've talked to some here, that think you have to be cash-strapped, or it's the cash-strapped retailer that's using inventory financing.
Okay.
And that's not the case.
Right.
It's the smart retailer who says, why not put my cash to better use?
Yeah.
Why not use someone else's cash in the interim so that I can do other things, all the things you mentioned, with my money? So it's not just the dealer that needs it. Yeah. Right? It's the smart dealer who knows how to optimize.
Ahead, right?
Exactly.
They're thinking ahead, strategizing a little bit. And, you know, have the best interests of their business in mind.
Right. Right? Absolutely.
We're just everyday Mythbusters. Tongue twister, right? I didn't think it was going to happen. Mythbusters over
right.
here.
That's a hard one.
Right? So I want to go back to that point you mentioned. Because, you know, being that partner to the retailer,
yes.
I have to imagine that you guys have access to a ton based on, you know, what orders are looking like and, yeah. and you know, the trends in sort of maybe down to like product category. I can't even begin to imagine the breadth of intel that you guys are able to leverage on behalf of the retailer. So talk about, is that something that they do and you know, a benefit to them?
Absolutely. So we have a ton of data available and insights that, again, we will share because we're interested in making sure that this channel in particular thrives.
Yeah.
So we have an online tool called Comms that the dealers can access reporting in addition to make payments, manage their inventory through that tool. We leverage that. We also host quarterly economic updates.
Yep.
That we would, you know, ask everyone to take advantage of. We have our economists that are speaking on CNN and other channels that come down and speak with our customer base. And you have the opportunity to ask them questions.
That's fantastic. I sat in on a couple of those,
yes.
and they are truly enlightening.
Well, thank you.
Great opportunity to get that economic, the things we talked about at the top, right?
Exactly.
Like,
and there's so much uncertainty. Yeah. That this is the time, right, to have those questions answered or as things change, because things have been so nimble, to keep up on the pulse of things and what's coming around the corner.
It might be the journalistic background in me, but like the numbers that get presented during that, like that, there's a lot of data.
Yes.
It might be overwhelming to some.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's not for everyone to sit it. But if you have any data nerds on your team as an independent retailer, and economy nerd, like, let's be real, we're all economy nerds.
I was gonna
right
say, I majored in economics, so that's a little bit of me, too.
Yeah. So to be able to dive into all that and see those numbers, I mean, you guys get deep with that data.
Absolutely.
It's housing start, like
all the things that
stuff.
Drive this space. Yeah. And I think they do such a great job of, to your point, catering to the academic who has that interest, but then also making sure that that's not your thing, that you can still understand and have takeaways to help run your business.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So wrap up question on Primetime. What excites you about being here? Like, what are you guys doing here? What's going on at the booth in your area? I'll be over there in a little bit to dive in deeper, but for those not here that are missing out.
I know, you are missing out.
You're missing out.
You are missing out for sure.
What happens over at the Wells Fargo booth, and what are you guys doing, and what excites you about this?
I mean, this is my favorite part. I mentioned purpose at the start of it, right? So speaking to retailers, hearing about their stories, their journeys, and a lot of them that we've been a part of for 30, 40 years, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But then we also get to go to market with our other sister divisions, so retail finance, merchant services. So we really try to make sure we're providing solutions, right? Whether you need one of those, two, or all three, those are available. And we're just here to help. Yeah. So whether it's answering questions, whether it's insights that we're seeing, any of that, we're available to come, you know, meet our team, a host of resources. And we like to have a little bit of fun at the same time while we're over there. But it's just really great to reconnect, right?
Yeah.
We get up every day for the customers. This, again, just gives us that opportunity to remind us of that purpose of what we're doing every day.
It's awesome. And mic drop moment. Don't drop that mic, though.
Right.
No, but that was a fantastic spot to end on. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you. This was
fantastic.
Fun.
So
no, I appreciate it.
Look forward to getting this out there and you know, our members learning a lot. And
if
you don't know anything about inventory financing, we know some people.
Yep,
so
come see us.
Go see them. And,
exactly.
And we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You too.
Awesome. And thanks again to Valicia. Just a great time. You know, quick conversation, but you know, one that is impactful in that, you know, we packed a lot of information into it. A benefit, you know, that our retailers wish we could say 100% we're taking advantage of. But it's really one of those things where the more you know, the more likely you are to leverage a tool like this. And you know, Valicia taking that time and diving into it with us means a lot. And hopefully sheds light and at least convinces one retailer, one listener maybe out there to pursue this type of program and, you know, impact their stores in a way that they didn't think possible before. So appreciate her taking that time. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.